Thank you, Marcia, for the introduction. I'm going to get right into it. Systems programming, lessons from building a networking stack for microcontrollers. I'm Patricio Whittingslow. I'm the creator of El Neto, which is the networking stack that runs on these constrained places with around 20 kilobytes of RAM. And I'm a TinyGo maintainer, core maintainer, I'd say. I teach Go at a university course, embedded systems with biomedicine applications, and I've also taken consulting up recently. All right, so this is the agenda for today. The overarching question I'll try to answer is how Go can be used as a systems programming language when so many people say otherwise. So let's circle back to a simpler time. Let me paint a picture. It's mid-pandemic and I'm huddled over my desk, hooking up wires, trying to connect via HTTP to an Arduino. I've limited memory, 32 kilobytes of RAM, and I'm struggling to fit my CSS classes into the program. I've decided to use the Arduino IDE for the last time.
There is no slide anymore.
Oh, yeah. C++ you later. No, that's on purpose.
Is that purpose?
Oh, yes. It's all part of the, how do you say, suspense. So, I desperately search on my browser, Go for Arduino. TinyGo. It seems a little too good to be true. So, and it was at the time. The LLVM compiler, which TinyGo uses, had serious issues when targeting AVR technologies. By chance, I had found TinyGo at the dawn of a golden age. Soon after trying to put it to work for the first time and running into issues, these issues were to be fixed by the LLVM team. And I'd host my... Oh, this one should have a video, but... Oh, it's... But I think that's my fault, because Google Sheet. Let's. Oh snap! It's a screenshot they're saying here. No, I can assure you, it's not a screenshot. Okay, you're gonna have to believe me that there is a video of a Arduino. Hooking up via HTTP, and we're getting a LED light to blink. So yeah, let's hear it for the Arduino. All right, let me actually get the presenter view back on. And soon after we got that Arduino to blink, and the CSS was terrible. Just imagine terrible CSS. So that was the first attempt at a networking stack I did 4.5 years ago. That's EtherSwitch. Second attempt was Seeks, featured in the book, gained a lot of users, put kind of TinyGo networking at a low level in the limelight, so as to say. And the next generation stack, El Neto. That's the one we're working on today. And rest assured, El Neto is likely definitive. But first, let me show you El Neto in action. And let's hope that the gods of the live coding demos accompany us. So I've already loaded the program into this CYW43439. Since the FOSDEM network is kind of spotty, I'm on my hotspot. Yes, it's on. My hotspot is on. I'm going to go ahead and plug it in. All right. And so I got here a website, and you can't really see it. I'm sorry. I can't get it to work from my laptop. But I'm going to press this button and really hope that... Oh, there you go. The LED is turning on. All right, you get in that camera, guy, person. And it stopped turning on. No, it's still turning on. So success. Can you can all see it, right? Can I get a yes from the audience?
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right. Feeling good. So that's doing DHCP, and then hosting an HDD server, which you see on my phone screen, not on my laptop screen. So today, there's no other way to run a fully-fledged networking stack on a microcontroller other than with Elnetto. So I think it'd be interesting to take a look at how we got to here. Let's take a look at EtherSwitch's design. So EtherSwitch implemented these protocols from Ethernet up to HTTP. And this was the first interface I came up with that drove the core idea of the networking stack. Now, any reasonable person would look at that and say, that seems reasonable enough. That's because the reasonable person didn't audit the code. They don't know how I'm using this. You see, a TCP connection would load the entire packet into memory and enter a loop that would call an update function that returned a new update function that was to be called over and over until the packet was completed coded, and the response also encoded. And so you might notice something, like to emit data, you needed to receive a packet. To illustrate, if you for some reason needed to send out two packets after receiving a single packet, you wouldn't. One packet in, one packet out. Them's the rules. And this barely worked for an HTTP server. An HTTP client, on the other hand, was out of the design scope entirely. Now, this design was not by accident. Turns out this shallow function calling would save on stack memory, which was very limited on the Arduino Uno at the time. Also, the one-in, one-out decision was on purpose. It effectively made the TCP stack stateless. So a lot of simplicity gains right there. I didn't have to keep track of ACK or SEEK numbers. And the cost? 100% pedigree unmaintainable code. It may be the lightest on-memory HTTP server in the world, but we don't speak of EtherSwitch anymore. All because I wanted to fit in those CSS styles. Can you believe it? But you know, it did get some more CSS styles than the Arduino library let me in on, so some wins. Next up, Seeks. And or sex, depending on your prudishness. It supported NTP, DNS, IPv6. Got something going on for it, you know, and more support. And with Seeks came improvement. The use of a singular is no accident. Behold, my greatest failure to the Go community. I had spent another year and a half on a networking stack, and all I could show for it was that I could now send a packet whenever I wanted. I didn't have to wait for a packet. And I can send two packets now, not just one. And it's, in spite of its shortcomings, Seeks brought with it something new. It became an overnight success in the embedded Go community. Since it was the only networking stack that enabled internet access on the Raspberry Pi Pico W, people started using it, and it's even covered in the book, Home Automation in Go. Seeing that now people depended on it and how Seeks was quite hard to maintain, I set out to design a new networking stack. So in comes Elnetto. Elnetto now has IGMP, has everything EtherSwitch and Seeks has, plus ICMP, IGMP, and RMII. And we can now, and now this is the interface Elnetto uses. As you can tell, like, it's very, it's based off of Go primitive types, very simple, very easy to implement a stack or a node in Elnetto, and it's very maintainable. And this right here, this, I believe, is the forever stack. Elnetto was here to stay. It's a maintainer's dream come true. Elnado gives me peace of mind that we'll be able to continue development many years into the future without having to rewrite again. It's so maintainable, like you wouldn't even believe. We didn't lose a valuable feature. We don't need to like wait for a packet to send packet. And Elnetto would not be possible without its less glamorous cousin, the device driver. We got